Japanese。
阿欢，
你好，香港、澳门、大陆。
Japanese Class 101。
Culture Class Holidays in Hong Kong Lesson 4 Dragon Boat Festival. Hello, and welcome to the Culture Class Holidays in Hong Kong series at CantoneseClass101.com. In this series, we're exploring the traditions behind holidays and observances in Hong Kong. I'm Eric, and you're listening to Season 1, Lesson 4, Dragon Boat Festival. In Cantonese, Dragon Boat Festival is called
Dun Mu Jie.
There are many stories about the origin of the Dragon Boat Festival, which is held on the fifth day of the fifth month of the lunar calendar. One of the most famous stories is about the ancient poet named
Wat Yun,
who committed suicide in 278 BCE. This must sound pretty strange. Why would the suicide of a poet lead to a festival or even a public holiday? Now, before we get into more detail, I've got a question for you. How many people can fit in a standard dragon boat? If you don't already know, you'll find out a bit later, so keep listening. Let's take a look at the origins of this festival. Along with being famous for his poetry, the poet
Wat Yun
was an important official in the state of Chu. He repeatedly tried to convince the king to ally with the state of Qi to fight against the stronger state of Qin, but the king was fatuous and exiled him instead. In the end, the state was destroyed by Qin. Full of grief and agony, the poet
Wat Yun
committed suicide, or
自殺,
by drowning himself in the river. This eventually became the origin of the rituals of Dragon Boat Festival. One ritual of this festival is to eat rice dumplings, or
粽,
in Cantonese. These are made with glutinous rice and meat, or dates wrapped in long bamboo or reed leaves that are steamed before eaten. This practice originated from the poet's suicide, because people from his state were worried that his body would be eaten by fish and shrimp, so they threw rice-stuffed bamboo tubes into the river to keep the fish and shrimp well-fed. Years later, people started using bamboo leaves instead of bamboo tubes. Nowadays, during the festival, you can also find many kinds of savory and sweet rice dumplings. Among them, the most popular is
鹹肉粽,
or salted pork rice dumpling. As the festival's name implies, another custom of the Dragon Boat Festival is rowing a dragon boat, which is
龍舟,
in Cantonese. This custom also originates from the poet's suicide, because after his death, people kept rowing out on the river to try to salvage his body, making a lot of noise while doing so to scare the fish away. This eventually became the annual dragon boat races you see today. The sport encourages teamwork and even developed into an international competition, or
国際比賽,
in Cantonese. In Hong Kong, there are many celebrations held around town during Dragon Boat Festival. If you happen to visit Hong Kong on this day, be sure to check out the carnivals, or
嘉年華,
and races at Victoria Harbor, Stanley, or Lantau Island. Now it's time to answer our quiz question. How many people can fit in a standard dragon boat? The standard dragon boat hull is 12 meters long and carries 22 rowers, a drummer who sits in the front to boost morale, and a steersman at the tail. So in total, it fits 24 passengers. In your country, is there a holiday like Dragon Boat Festival? Leave us a comment at CantoneseClass101.com. We'll see you next time.
Want to master even more Cantonese? Get instant access to all of our lessons.
With a basic or premium subscription, you get our entire library of audio and video lessons.
Listen or watch at the comfort of your computer.
Or stream them directly from your phone or mobile device and learn on the go.
Lessons are organized by learning level, so you can go one level at a time.
Or skip around to different levels. It's up to you.
Instantly access them all right now at CantoneseClass101.com.